We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting Dalet Amud Aleph on the bottom, six lines from the bottom. Boy Menei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Hamaskir Bayis Lechaveroi Ba'arba Oso. Cheskosoi Boduk or Ein Cheskosoi Boduk. If you rent a house from your friend on the 14th day, that means it passed the Chiv of Digas Chametz, and you're the tenant moving in, could you assume that it was checked already for Chametz? So is it Cheskosoi Boduk or Ein Cheskosoi Boduk? The question basically is, do you nem on that he did what he has to do and make Digas Chametz? Might not give me an effect tomorrow. L'shaila, ask him, and you believe him if he tells you he did it. It's Einakam v'nei Misurim, it's V'yodoy, all the milas. So why don't you ask him? So tomorrow, the less lehi the shule, he's not here to ask. Less lehi the shule, l'tuch lehi mai. Do we make this person himself do the b'digas chametz or not? Or he says, you know what? Probably was bothered. Omlu Rav Nachman v'yitzchok tani suah. I'll bring a rive from my brisa. Hakoyl nemonim al bir chametz. Everyone is Neman on Bir Chametz. I feel a Noshim, I feel a Avodim, I feel a Ketanim. Even Noshim, who usually do not believe Al Eidus and Avodim or Ketanim, children, servants, they are not slaves, they are not usually believed, but here they're believed to say that my master or my father, my owner, my husband did Digas Chametz. My time in Mehemni. Why they believed? Usually not believed. So the Gemara says, Lab Mashum, the Cheskosoi Boduk. Isn't the reason is because really there's a Chazakah that's Boduk. So they're just supporting the Chazakah and therefore they're believed. Why would you say there's a Chazakah that's Boduk? The Kasava, because maybe we hold a Kol Chaverim Him Eitzel B'digas Chametz. When it comes to B'digas Chametz, everyone is like a Chaver. A Chaver is a person who keeps all the Halachas. And we learned Legabe Maisris, the Tanya, Chaver Shemes. If you have a Chaver who died, Beniach Megura Malaya Paris, and he left a whole basket full of pears, and we're not sure he took off Meiser and Chumas and Meisers. I feel him neyoyimon, even if they were harvested that day, you could assume that they were fixed, which means they took off Chumas and Meisers. Why? Because the Chavar doesn't leave anything in a Masukin Takas Yodai. He makes sure everything is perfect. So we're thinking right now that comes to his Chumas, everyone is like a Chavar. So tomorrow, no, who said that there it's because Cheskosoi Boduk? Maybe it's because they said something, because they're giving edus, not because of Cheskosoi Boduk. So tomorrow, does what they say have any significance with, you know, any moshes? So tomorrow says back, Elamai, you're going to tell me the Cheskosoi Boduk that the reason why you're believing them is because you can assume that they for sure did the bedika. So then, what do you need the nemanis for? The Brice says simply, every house is b'cheskosoi boduk. We're saying kol nemonim. What's the tzir of these two things? So Gemara says back, okay, elamai, mashim amira dahani. So elamai, you have to say is that they're the nemon because their amira is nemon. They're believed. So Gemara says, but then it's zadiyak. Holoi amrihani, if they didn't say anything, loy, then it wouldn't be, you wouldn't assume it was good. Tifsim ne, they ain't cheskosoi boduk. Then you're right, that's not boduk. So he says, no, look, lo'olam, emolach, cheskosoi boduk. Really, the fact of the matter is that cheskosoi boduk. That's taka true. You move into a house, erev Pesach, you could assume that the owner, who is a from Yid, he could, you know, he did b'dika. V'halcha, v'mayaskin, the muchsin le'batki. You knew they didn't do it. Everyone knew they didn't do b'dika. He was out of town, whatever it was. You knew in a way that he didn't do b'dika. V'ka'amri hani, these three, noshim, avodim, ketanim, they said, they said we'd made the bdika ourselves. There's a whole new way of learning the brisa, and we're coming out. The pshita says cheskosoi boduk. That really, when you move into the house, here the case is you know it was not boduk. These eved or isha or a katan comes over to me and says we did the bdika ourselves. So usually they're not believed, but here we're going to say they are believed. Since the whole din of bdikas chametz on the rabbanon, why the midiraisa? The bittul ba'al masagi. Midiraisa, it's enough with bittul. Hemnu rabbanon the rabbanon. The rabbanon believed these people by din the rabbanon. So let's speak out two very important things here. First of all, it says that midiraisa bittul ba'al masagi. What does bittul mean? So Rashi says the chsiv tashpisu v'loy chsiv tevaru v'ashposa d'levi v'ashposa. Rashi says like this bittul is a chiddush. That all you need is shpasa delay. You take it out of your heart and say, I don't want it. In my heart, I say that it's afradama. That's called bittul. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. He says that Hashpasha doesn't mean bittul, it means havara. And he also says that you don't like you need a pasuk for that. So he says, the Amari, that you know what bittul is? A pasuk to hefker. I'm being mafker my stuff. That's how he says. Touch the end of the Masma Deraisa. He says, the Amari, the Deraisa bittul amasagi mitam the ma'achash a bittul have a hefker. But Yosef Ashusa yamutter. And he says, I, Hefker, needs three people. Madarais doesn't need three people, Toysus says. And therefore, it works in Hefker. It's a big machlokes Rashi and Toysus goes through the whole sugya, everything. Toysus holds within Hefker, and Rashi holds within Bittul Beliboy. It's like Machshava. That's one thing to speak out. Another thing to speak out, was saying over here is that Hamnu Adar Rabbanon. Toysus asks that we know that a Noshim and Avodim are believed even mid the Araisa. It's Maisim B'chol Yoim. You go to a house of someone and you eat her food. How do you eat her food? Maybe it's traded food. Teretz is Eidech and B'Yisurim even by Isha or by Eved. What's the Pshat? Because it's B'yodai. That's the Vartz. It's B'yodai to do it even by the Raisa in Yemen. So what does it mean by the Rabbana in Yemen? So Tosfos answers that if biggest chametz be the Raisa, it would not be Yemen because it's a big job to do these chametz. And they're not believed. They're L'shtikel lazy. And it has to be addicted to God, they're not believed. Tosfos says in the second wide line, "Yeah, but the Raisa lemehaminulu mishum deikat tircha yaseira v'tzarach dikto gadol kibuchu b'yasham is paras mishum noshim atzloni yaseim." They're a little bit lazy, and here by the Rabbanon, they all believe the katan and a katan noshim atavodim by the Rabbanon. And Tosfos speaks out that by certain things, even katanim are not believed, like by tchumim. They're not believed because it's not biyodim. So bottom line is, something that's biyodai by the Rabbanon, then the all three believed. If it's biyodai, and it's the Rabbanon. Sokta Gemara Vaita. And boy Elohu, hamaske bayis lechaver b'cheskosei bodek. You rented a house to a friend. The landlord rented the friend to the tenant b'cheskosei bodek. What does it mean cheskosei bodek? Three pshatim in the Rishonim. Either means because it's going like everything's bodek, it's cheskosei bodek. Or pshat is he told them it was bodek. That's another pshat. Or there's other, the third pshat also. But in any case, he rented the thing to his friend, b'cheskosei bodek. Umatsu, he come, walks into the house, Erev Pesach, and Matsu, it's not bodek. I'm touching Erev Pesach, Tosfos says something else, I'll see in a second, but he walked in Erev Pesach, the house, not bodek. Mao, me have a mekach toyes aloy. Is it a mekach toyes tonight? He says, what do you mean? I moved in because I thought it was bodek. So is it a mekach toyes or not? Tosh, ma, doma, abaya. Says some cities the people don't pay for Bdikas Chametz. They do it themselves. They wouldn't pay anyone to do Bdikas Chametz. They ever does it themselves. Other places, people pay for it. So the Gemara is going to say that a person himself wants to do the mitzvah himself and not give it away. First of all, if he does it by himself, if everyone does it by himself, he wants to do the mitzvah himself. And even if everyone pays for the mitzvah, he wants the schus to pay for the mitzvah with his own money. It's posture in a city where they don't pay for bedika. There it's posture that the seicha wants to do bedika himself. He wants to be kind of the mitzvah by himself. Even if people don't do the bedika themselves, they pay for someone to do it. Still, the nichlel inish the kumi mitzvah money. People want to do the mitzvah with their own money, and there was not a mekhtayis. You want that. You want to have the schus to do the chametz. Are you going to ask me, so why is he backing out? Zok Rashi, it must be that he has a different problem. It can't be a backing out because of the chametz. We know it's a chazakah, a person wants to do a mitzvah with his own money. He must be backing out because he found a better deal somewhere else. That's the reason. And therefore, it's not a reason to make a mekhtayis. It's not a reason to make a mekhtayis. Because people want to do the mitzvah with their own money. Now, that's how we learned the pasuk of the Gemara. It came as Erev Pesach. Tosfos actually learns that the case was that he moved in on the 13th day, and still the guy had told him that was bodek. Because Tosfos hold, if he moved in on the 14th day, so he found it wasn't bodek, what's the big deal? Call the guy down, tell him to bedika. It's his chiyuv. That's what Tosfos says. Small Tosfos, that's what Tosfos means. Tosfos Hamaskir says near the Raz of Shloisha also I read the Arba also Hamaskir Levdoik. It means let him cool him down. But the Ran says Tosfos Namucha because even if he's Chayiv, maybe he doesn't want to do it. Maybe he went away. He's not here. Still the right Mekhtos, huh?
You have the same answer that I gave before. He's not available. He can't reach him.
Right. That's the Ran says. It's just a little spare Tosfos. The Ran Taka says that he couldn't reach him. It wasn't away. Therefore, he wanted Mekhtos. Mekhtos. Mekhtos is not a Mekhtos. Why not? Because a person wants to do the mitzvah himself. So the Gemara Vayita, Tanan Hasam. The Gemara now is going to go into a pretty long discussion that goes told Hema Beis about the Makar for not eating chametz after the sixth hour. We said it's a derais to gedin, and the Gemara is going to look for a makar for that. So we'll make a haskala on that today. It's not a haskala, into the Mishnah, it's Mishnah in Daf Yud Aleph. Rashi even Bavarim, what's the Hosam there? It's in this Masechta, it's next Mishnah. Tanan Hosam. Ramea Oimer, Oichlin Kol Chomesh. You're allowed to eat chametz the whole entire fifth hour. Vesar from Tchila Sheish. In the beginning of the sixth hour, you burn the chametz. Are you going to ask me? It only starts after the sixth hour. So Rashi says, because in an hour you get mixed up sometimes, therefore you burn at the beginning of the sixth hour, you shouldn't get mixed up. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer is even more machmer. Oichlin Kol Arba. You eat the whole fourth hour. Vetoilin Kol Chomesh, whole fifth hour, you don't eat. You burn at the beginning of the sheish. Because you made a chaka, you might get mixed up by an hour, Rashi says. And since you get mixed up by an hour, you might eat chametz late in the sixth hour. So therefore, we say you have to stop after the fourth hour. And Eile Gabi Sreifa, why don't we make the same thing? You might get mixed up. So it's a good kasha. And there's not a clear teretz. Rashash talks about it on Daf. Yudaf Amabez, Rashash talks about it. He just says that you see sometimes there's a chilek, there's a difference between achila and sreifa, like have other things. And that's all he says. You see, there's a difference in sreifa, and he doesn't explain why. The code of ours is when it comes to eat something, we want you to be careful. But you don't have to destroy it so early, because you still can have enough, but you don't have to destroy it. But either way, it's a good question, what's the difference between sreifa? But either way, we're more machber on achila than on sreifa. But what you do see, the kuliyama, miya chametz b'sheshoyesh v'lamayla aser. What you do see is that from sixth hour and on, it's aser chametz. Minala, and how do we know you have to burn the chametz in the sixth hour? And I'm teaching like that is because the Gabi Achila, the Gemara is all the drashas on Daf Yud Aleph on base. But how do we know, not only can you eat the chametz, but you have to burn, you have to get rid of the chametz. You can't have shehiyas chametz. You can't have the chametz around from the sixth hour on. What's the makar for that? L'chari, you always think that the chametz is only also on Pesach. What's the makar that it's also even before Pesach, 6 hours before Pesach? Menalan, how do we know? I'm Abaya, Trey Kroyek Sivis. Two psukim, and according to Abaya, he holds the stira of two psukim. Trey Kroyek Sivis. Ksiv Shivas Yom and Sarli Yamatsu Vatechem. On one hand, it says, 7 full days you can't find any chametz in your house. Vichsiv, it says, Dimon Pasuk, Ach, B'yam Rishon, Tishvish Sar Vatechem. You have to get rid of the chametz on the first day of Pesach. And like Rashi explains, we just said 7 full days you can't have chametz. How are you getting rid of the chametz on the first day of Pesach? You couldn't have chametz on the first day of Pesach. You got to have 7 days, you can't, full 7 days, it says. Shiras Yom. So it's a stira. Okay, it's that. It must be Ach B'yam Rishon does not mean the first day of Pesach. It means Erev Pesach. Okay, it's that. Rabbi is Arba also a beer. It's even me, you have to get rid of the chametz on the 14th day of Nisan. That's what B'yam Rishon means. For the Gemara, you know what? Me'ema, Shiras Yom really means days. We wouldn't know the first night of Pesach they have to get rid of chametz. Ve'emel Rabbis Leil Chamish Ashla Beer. Maybe it's teaching us the Be'em Rishon means the first night of Pesach you have to get rid of the chametz. The Sagadach Amina Yom Ksiv Yom Leilos Loi. Maybe Dafka Shivas Yomim Dafka days, not nights. Kamaslon Fil Leilos. So tomorrow Hula is Srichle. For the night of the first night of Pesach, the Seder night, the first day of night to get rid of the chametz, then we would not need a pasuk. Shivas Yom would be sufficient to teach us that. And even though it says Yom, we know it meant even the night. How would we know that? Why? The Ha'iskish, on top of the Ha'am and Aleph, the Ha'iskish Hashpas is Sa'ar L'Achilas Chametz. We have a Hekish from getting rid of your Chametz to Achilas Chametz, and Achilas Chametz, Achilas Matzah. And you have a Hekish, Achilas Chametz to Achilas Matzah. And we'll see, we know Matzah starts, say the night. So Gemara explains, what's the Hekish? What's the Smichas? Hashpas is Sa'ar L'Achilas Chametz, it says in the Pasuk, Shivas Yomim Sa'ar lo yimatzev atechem. You shouldn't find any Sa'ar in your house all 7 days. Ki kol oichel mach metzetz v'nichos v'nefeshim adat shol. Because everyone who eats chametz gets karas. You see, eating chametz and getting rid of chametz in the same pasuk is a hekesh. V'achilas chametz l'achilas matzah is also a hekesh. The chesiv says in the pasuk, kol mach metzetz, it's actually the next pasuk, kol mach metzetz lo yisachelu v'chol mach yisachem toichel matzah. It says you shouldn't eat chametz and you shouldn't eat chametz, you should eat matzahs. And by matzah, it says, excuse me, matzah, but erev teichlu matzahs, the first night of Pesach, is a mitzvah deraisa to eat matzah. So you see, it starts from the night. So you see, it starts from the night. We know, ach b'yom rishon can't be for the night. So it's back to the stira. It says, shivas yom, ach b'yom rishon. It must be, ach b'yom rishon, meaning the 14th day of Pesach, I have to get rid of my chametz. So okay, ach b'yom rishon, so maybe it's the whole entire 14th day, from the night already. Maybe even the 14th night of Rabbi Shechayim beer, the whole entire 14th day. Sagt Gemara, but yom ksif, but yom harishon, only by day. Ve'emer tzafra, so maybe the morning already. You wake up in the morning by netzacham, you can't eat chametz, or leis shachar already. You can't eat chametz. Sagt Gemara, ach cholok. Ach is a meat, like Rashi says, and it means mixes ayoyim. And since it's mixes ayoyim, we split it in half, mamish down the middle. After 6 hours, you cannot eat any chametz anymore. Rashi has another upshot, the word ach can mean chetz, with a certain gematria of ach asvata, every eighth letter. You can make the word ach into half, and that's why we know it's only from the 6th hour and on that you can't eat chametz. But it comes out to drash the rice and ach b'yem rishon, tashbisu sarim b'teichem.